It is the Mike Kelton Show. It's 102.5 The Bone.
Every time.
I love it. Every time. Mike is running a little bit late. I guess there was something on the way in.
Traffic. Yeah, he sent me a picture at like, you know, 5 what? Something.
Carmen, you doubt his honesty or what's the deal?
Oh, I was just wondering where there was traffic at. Because I come all the way from Plant City, so I go all the way down 4 and then 275, so I just don't know.
Right.
Well, where he comes and where
I can tell you, I can tell you that Mike comes from the other way, so he comes down to Veterans to 275, which is the same route I come.
Yeah.
I come earlier. So, you know, there could have been an accident.
Right.
Half hour or hour after I passed it or something. Yeah. So yeah,
I was just very proud of myself because he texted me and I texted him right back. Why? What happened?
Did someone fart?
Oh my god, no!
No, like it you? Smells like straight.
All right, we get it. You having a Malox moment over there?
Oh no!
I don't know. I gotta tell you, down in the production room area, down the hall, it smells like a dog has been going to the bathroom.
Well, they usually do down there.
Right.
They bring in those dogs for the animal shelter, and they just walk
around.
That's true. I think some of them might have an accident.
You need to clean up a little bit better, but I love the dogs. Please go and adopt dogs. That's very nice.
Is it your microphone, Carmen? Is it your microphone that smells?
Could be.
No.
No, because I know, like, this microphone over here, it's the most, I can't believe Mike sits so close to it every day.
Oh, I know. I wipe that thing down because I always wipe this one down whenever I sit over here and you're sitting behind the board where Mike is right now, where he normally is. And I, what was it, last week or whatever, whenever I was hosting, wiped that thing down and it was so yellow and
I
brown.
Know.
What is that? Is that just people, because we talk right into it and it just gross
it's
people.
Yeah, spit and skin and dirt and whatever else is on there.
Every one of them smells. It's not just like, because I think Mo sits back there during the bone deal.
Oh, it's
I always
want to
think
black.
It's Mo.
That's cool.
No, because
he's got the dreads.
No, his dreadlocks are dirty. my girlfriend said that.
Live from 275 or wherever he is. Probably Starbucks. Mike Kelta, hello.
You know, I got a goddamn picture of the traffic.
That's
what
true.
What more can I do provide to you folks before I start getting blamed, stop getting blamed for this stuff?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's no way you could get a picture from traffic anywhere else but being actually in traffic. So.
From inside my car. I didn't even hold it out the window. It's from inside my car showing you the traffic. I can tell you exactly where it was. It was the exit right before Hillsboro.
Uh-huh.
If we had a better traffic department in our building, they might have been able to give us a heads up on it. There's all the lanes are merging to the left for some reason into one lane. So it bottlenecked in, and I got caught in that for about 10 minutes.
Mm.
I don't like these doubting Thomases. That you've become, and Carmen's best, but I just wanted to know that I came out from Plant City. Yeah, I mean, the complete other hemisphere.
I don't know where you come from. I don't know the way
he
you
comes
drive.
From his house.
I've lived in the same place for 7 years.
And I've been to your house like once.
Yeah, there's a reason for that.
by the way, Thanksgiving's coming up. Is she invited?
No.
I will tell you this, that I actually get on at that Hillsboro exit there for 275 for the veterans rather. So I'm past it. So I don't know. I can't verify. So I will believe you.
I have the picture. Can I tweet out the picture so that everyone could see Michael?
I tweeted it.
Oh, okay.
Before I sent it to you, I tweeted it out.
Oh, then everybody knows.
They're bigger dicks than you are.
Well, maybe if you were tweeting pictures, you'd be here on time.
Hey, seriously though, how about how fast? he just hung up. That is hilarious.
I don't know how I do it.
Every day.
We had so when I used to do mornings up in Fort Walton, we had this girl named Jessa who would literally miss like 2 or 3 days a
week.
Sort of.
Jess is a hot name.
Sort of, but then wound up having this problem with her hair where she would have bald patches on her head.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh,
it was.
Boy.
It was a scene.
That is unfortunate. That's a bald look, man.
But she goes, I was good this week. I only missed one day. And I go, I was good this week. I didn't miss any days. I go, I've been good this year. I haven't missed any days this year. I go, I don't understand it. I don't
know. Some people, they just can't ever be on time.
People like Mike, is that what you're saying?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I was going to say,
on time is what he said.
I was going to say Kelly. I was going to throw her under the bus because she's not awake yet, but she is never on time.
Women. That's just women.
She is never on time for anything.
I got to be honest. I used to think that too. Caitlin is always on time. I think it's just a not giving a crap about other people. It's one of those, a very self-involved person, you don't care if you're late, but it drives
like
me
Mike?
Nuts.
That's what
no,
you're saying?
No, not Mike at all.
No, I mean, that's what you said.
He's stuck in traffic. I believe his story. He's in traffic.
Yeah, Spanish said he's always late.
No, that's not what I said.
Never be on time, and you said Mike doesn't care about other people. He's self-involved.
Narcissistic, but that's not traits that Mike exhibits at all. He's a very loving man.
All right.
He's a gentle giant.
Very loving.
So do we know where he is now? We don't know.
No, he just said, I got that picture of traffic, and then he was like, hey, go without me, and then I was like, oh, and then he texted me, hey, I made it through traffic, so I was like, still go without you, or should we wait?
Well, we could have found out, but you guys bullied him until where he had to hang up the phone. You bullied the host into hanging up on himself on his own show.
I think that was you.
And then I heard you say he can't beat up John Brennan.
Pretty sure.
Oh, is that his boss?
although, I got to tell you, and we brought it up the other day, that would be an interesting fight between Mike and Jake.
Oh, yeah, it would be a fantastic fight.
The more Mike hits during these football punches, like, you can tell he's been boxing. Like, he pivots his body.
He hurt his hand on a girl.
That was Spanish. And that was one time. But when you watch him pivot his body, like, he looks like he knows how to punch. And
Question for you guys, because I know where I felt him land his punch. Where did it look like he hit me when he threw?
It looked like kind of the back of the arm.
Yeah.
They can't hear you. Can't walk away
without your microphone
on. The microphone and just assume people are still here.
Because my back hurts.
Why, he punched you in the back?
He did.
When you punched him yesterday, you punched him in the back.
And, like, hit me right here.
If it makes you feel any better, I can't squeeze my hand.
Really? I woke up today and went to put my shirt on, and when I lifted my left arm, it just went, and I was like, oh god.
So I was trying to hook punch you, and
it worked.
I was doing it so fast that when I turned my hand too much, and instead of hitting you with my knuckles, I hit you with the back of my hand. Oh Jesus! Oh. It is a lot of
pain.
Can
we be in pain together today?
Yeah. You're the only one I'm talking to today.
Yeah, I mean, you're not really, and all considering, you're not really that late.
No, I was in the parking lot at 6:02 calling you guys. Because Carmen angered me so much.
Oh, it took you seven minutes.
I got all the way from Penn City, and I didn't see any.
I didn't see traffic.
Yeah.
That's all I said.
Yeah,
I
no kidding. We don't even cross any part of the same.
I wasn't referring to you.
If it was,
I was referring to
you. Yeah, you were totally referring to me.
I was saying I didn't hit any traffic.
I was saying I come from Penn City, and I don't see any traffic all the way over here. That's good. Did you poop yet?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
Why not, you think?
I already told you.
You told me you told me you took your Maalox yesterday.
Yeah, I took my medicine.
And your green drink, and you expected the rumbly in your tumbly to happen any minute, and it didn't happen yet.
Not yet.
Okay. Just curious.
Yeah, hopefully.
Today, right?
Hopefully.
But what happens if you weigh in and you're over?
Well, then I have to sit in the hall.
Yes. All right, where's the scale?
You say yes.
Over here. Where's the scale? Today I was like, you know, maybe it's a little hard on Carmen. Then I listened to you on the way in, and I was like, get that goddamn scale, make sure it's calibrated, and let's get it out in the hall. Do it in the hall, Spanish, because if she clocks in 155 or higher, just shut the door in her face. I drive all the way from Penn City, and I didn't see any traffic on the way there. Good.
What if she eats the door?
Spanish, where are we at?
55. Literally right on it.
So it's 155 or over, or 155 and under? How does that work? If it's over 155, I think is what you said.
I believe it's over 155.
Right, so technically she's...
Today is a safe day.
Yeah.
But man, that's 4 pounds in like 3 days. This is having the opposite effect of what we had hoped for.
That's 6 pounds, right? Because she started at 149.
No, I started at 154.
No, yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, I started at 154.
No.
The very first day.
No, you didn't.
Mm. Yes, I did.
Where did I get 149?
Because that was the day after. I dropped weight. I started and I went down and then...
Are you keeping track of this?
I well, not the first day. I thought it was one. I also am agreeing with her. I thought it was 154, and then she went down, and then she's been climbing back up.
Climbing?
Because that was.
I would say that was rocketing to the top.
I remember it was 154 because that's where we came up with the 155 cutoff point.
Right, and that was the first day.
Yeah.
All right, so, either way, we're in extreme violation at this point. What are we going to do? What are we going to set up? Are we going to set up like a workstation? What if she's too high on the scale for the drunky drunk party?
I don't know. We just, you know, get
what if she just never comes back in studio?
This is getting bad.
Wasn't initially to set up a workstation in with Bone
Joe,
TV?
Yeah.
Right? And we were going to cut a window.
Come on. You're lucky we got the TV in here that doesn't work.
Yeah.
People still complaining to me that the stream isn't working on the website, which I've been hearing Drew complain about for days.
Yeah.
Are you typing your resignation letter over there? What? No, don't be sorry. What are you typing? I want to know what's going on. I'm just driving all the way from Plant City, and I didn't see any traffic the whole way there. Carmen. Oh, my God. Listen to that.
Angry typing.
You're showing about. It wasn't like everybody doubted you when you were late to get to work. I heard Galvin. He's beat the Starbucks. Nothing. I got nothing.
Yeah. You were here at 6:02 in the parking lot.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can want to check the cameras because we can watch the cameras.
Yes, I'll bet you the $2,000 I owe you.
Oh, you don't want that. I was in first, give it to me. Let me hold it in my hand, and then we'll see.
I was in the parking lot.
Where is that $2,000?
I was in the parking lot as the music was playing for the intro, and then I heard you come on with your laugh, and then I heard you start doubting me, and then Carmen was like, I come all the way from Penn City, and I didn't see any traffic. When Carmen wants to be a smartass, she sounds like Jan from the Brady Bunch. And then,
instead of hustling,
she was the only one who came to my defense, and Rob still hasn't spoken a word yet since the show started.
Spanish came to your defense. He said you can never be on time.
No, that's not what I said. You're one of those people that
can never be on time.
That's not what I said. Don't listen to him, Michael.
Rob, is that what he said?
No, he did say that.
Then I was accused of calling you a narcissist because I said that people who are late genuinely don't care about others, but that's not the case with you. It's not that you're planning on being late.
You generally don't care about others. You said they're so self-involved. Is what you said.
Most people who are late aren't. That's not the case with Mike. You're the exception.
Yeah, I have a pretty tight schedule on what I do every day. What happened, Spanish? Please tell them what happened when I get here, like, at 5:45. What happened?
Usually, when you're here at 5:45, you're forced to wait in your red room and be frustrated because Slater won't finish the show on time.
Right. Slater is on here doing... It's not Slater's fault. He's doing his job. And then Spanish is trying to come in here and sneakily hang banners.
Right, yeah.
And I'm just sitting there waiting with nothing to do. Like, it's just... Rob's at his desk. Galvin's in here or somewhere else getting ready, and I'm just sitting there on the edge of the couch waiting for it. It makes no sense.
Right.
A lot of times I'll get in the parking lot. I have a routine. I pretty much am in the same every day. And I get here at like 10:00 to 6:00 and I sit in my car until 5:00 to 6:00 and then I come upstairs.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happens every day.
Perfect.
What?
Every day?
Most of the days. Yeah. Most of the days. And then,
so, real quick though, I had a question. So you're in the parking lot at 6:02. You hear the music. Instead of hustling inside...
No, because I pulled in the parking lot as the intro is ending, which now I know is already into you talking because I already got 30 seconds on delay. So I know what's going on. And as I'm pulling into my spot, I immediately hear Carmen. Another thing is I come away from that city and I'm like, that doesn't even make sense. It doesn't even make sense that she's going to compare me to her when our travels come from... She comes from the east, and I come from the north.
Right.
We don't even come near each other. We don't even cross paths. The Howard Franklin Bridge is the only thing we have in common. Right, Carmen?
I guess.
Oh, man.
I don't know. I don't know why my comment upset you so goddamn much. I was just saying that I didn't run into traffic on my way into work.
Because you were like, I'm saying is that if I were...
I think she's saying because she leaves enough time to get here on time in case there's any traffic.
She's not one of those people that's, you know.
I can't believe I said it.
What were you saying?
I can't say it again.
Say it again. I think you should.
I couldn't even finish it.
She's not one of those people that what?
I just said she's not one of those people that's always late.
Don't crawl under the counter. I want to
be under
the desk. I'll punch you in the back again.
I want to be under the desk.
He's talking about you.
Mike held the show. Good morning.
Hey, I want to have Carmen's back. If she's 156 and she has to sit outside the studio, there's got to be a reward. So if she gets under 150, I believe she should sit where Spanish is, and Spanish got the phone, do the phone.
The reward is a good life, okay? Listen to me.
The life.
Listen to me. You can't let your kids get really fat. You know, somebody's got to step in and go, you're chunking up a little kid. So that's the reward. Good parenting. I don't know what you're talking about. John, good morning.
That's a weird twist.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
Yeah, how you doing?
So I imagine you were late today because you were checking in with the pickle plant on overnight production, or?
I get your joke. I get your joke, sir. Pickle's just sitting in my spot in the garage right now, getting in the pickling. No, no need to check them. They're not like goldfish. I don't need to go over and tap the glass every once in a while. Thank you, though, for twisting the knife. Troy?
By the way, so you know, if you have goldfish, don't tap the glass.
Don't tap the glass.
Troy, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. I would like to sit here and vouch for you. I also was late for work due to the bungle on the veterans.
So
you were late because you were late, and you're jumping on Mike's excuse. Listen to the radio. He was late, too.
Troy, have you and I ever met each other? Have we talked to each other today?
No, I pass you on the motorcycle about every other morning, but other than that, we have not touched or, you know, spoken to each other.
Next time, let's touch.
We haven't met in a men's bathroom on the highway.
We have not touched, kissed, or caressed each other.
He didn't say kiss. He didn't say anything.
Might as well.
That was my inner Spanish. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Let it free, Troy.
Where do you get on the veterans, sir?
I get up on 52, so...
Past the glory hole?
No, he's before my exit. So you saw the bottlenecking today, which I don't understand why they wouldn't have clear before 5:30.
Somebody fell asleep in the truck and didn't start pulling cones early enough.
That's what it was like. They were scrambling to get the cones out of the road.
Absolutely, Mike. I just wanted to say that it's not you, I promise.
Thank you, sir, and I will be more conscious of motorcycles now. I appreciate it. Jeff, good morning to you.
Good morning. I drive probably about the same distance you do, but I usually get there early just because I leave enough time in case.
What do you do for a living, sir?
I'm a firefighter.
Oh,
well, I can argue this one.
Well, he's got a little bit. He's got a little bit
of
a different job.
Who cares whether you're on time?
Right. You should be there early, sir, in case there's a three alarmer.
Yeah, I'm the company officer, so I try to set the example, which you should do also. But he's going to follow you.
Yeah. No. That's not how it works here, sir. I'm not paid by the government. I'm not paid by the city. I can tell you right now, I've already set the example. The example is if you're late, you get fired. If I'm not, we move on and start without me. That's the example. So if I was everybody else, I'd get here on time. Good job, guys. Thank you, Jeff, and thank you for running into burning buildings so that I don't have to. I appreciate that. Holy.
Thank God you don't have to.
Oh, man.
I wouldn't come to your house.
It was like a small fire, and then eight kids died. Why? Well, this guy was driving.
Don't put cones out in the middle of the
They flash
fire.
Over to Mike with the Starbucks. What? I had to get a tall latte.
Tall latte.
I don't know what you drink.
I don't know. It's iced coffee. It's not hard to remember.
Iced coffee.
Coffee with ice in it.
Cream and two equals.
One equal. Thank you very much.
I put two in because
you're sweet.
No.
You're a sweet guy. Yeah. That's why. Mike, how the show? Good morning. Hello.
Mike.
Yeah.
How's he put your big ass on the scale?
I can't hear you, Mumble Mouth. Say that again.
How's he put your fat ass on the scale?
What is Mumble Mouth? I cannot understand you. All I heard was my fat ass. Okay. Thank you very much. Mike, how the show? Good morning.
N4,
what's going on, my man?
Not much, Mike. I just want to say hi to you and the crew.
Hi, N4.
I wish y'all have a wonderful weekend, good week, and keep up the good work.
Weekend? It's only Tuesday. You're confusing me now. You got me all excited. I was like, we had the weekend already?
You got to look forward there, you know. The day, well, it's been going pretty good for me the last couple of days, so.
Yeah. Why do you think they only have yard sales on the weekends? Like, wouldn't a nice afternoon yard sale during the week be good?
Mike. They start them on Wednesday.
They do?
Yeah. They have most of the estate sales on Wednesdays to Thursdays.
Man, I'm telling you. As soon as I get a free minute, I want to come with you and start checking out some stuff. I don't really know.
Hey,
I don't really need anything, but I just want to go shopping with you.
Oh, listen! Right. I'm working on a fella that I met at a yard sale.
Yeah.
He got a Fendi guitar. He talking about he want maybe $400 for it.
A Fendi?
Yeah. I posted. He posted bring it and let me see it this weekend.
Right.
I want to see the condition, and I'm going to look it up and see how old it is.
All right. Let me know. Let me know what you got there.
Okay.
All right, pal.
Y'all have a good week.
You too, and four. Thank you very much. I see we're off to a great start today. Carmen?
Yes?
May I say you look lovely today?
Thanks.
Oh, that was not a genuine thank you. I'm just saying, you agreed that we should weigh you in now that you're getting to the danger zone.
I did not agree on that.
Yes, you did. You were like, oh my God, this is so perfect. It'll keep me right in line.
No, I said I want to get fat because it's getting cold outside, so I don't want to do this.
And can't we just buy you a sweater?
Well, then quit putting me on the scale because I wore a sweater today.
Oh. So you don't want to weigh in anymore?
No.
I just want to say your dreams seem to be coming true.
What dream, Gavin?
Huh?
What dream?
She said it's wintertime and she wants to get fat. She's gained 6 pounds in the last...
That's a goal. That's not a dream.
Oh.
She's achieving her goals.
All right.
I learned how to turn everything positive as a leader. Carmen, you're doing great on your goals.
Thanks.
Okay. God, you are so crabby these past couple of days. You, I'm talking to. Carmen.
I can't imagine why.
I'm just saying.
All started around when we started weighing you in.
Oh, man.
So it's been a few days.
What happened in the beginning? We were like, don't come in here unless you're wearing makeup, and you embrace that.
Because I have a camera a foot away from my face.
Right. Yeah, well, yeah, that's even more of a reason.
Right.
Can't zoom out far enough.
Exactly.
Right. So what I'm saying
is...
So
I put makeup on because I have a... Okay.
No, but you're saying makeup and weight.
Yeah, if appearance is so important to you.
Appearance is not important to me, but if I have a camera a foot away in front of my face, then yeah, a little makeup can't hurt.
So what if we put a camera just on your ass? Would that make you feel better?
I don't have an ass, so that doesn't matter. That's not where my weight
goes. Something's growing.
There you go.
All right. God, you are entirely too mean to me.
Okay.
I'm your friend.
Mm.
Oh, man. All right. When you're like 70 and you don't have arterial sclerosis, you're going to be like, it was you. It wasn't me, Mom, and Peepaw that set me on the right track. It was you. You gave me tough love. Same day that I told Rob, he looked like he was in the Mexican gang. If you just button the top button and no other buttons, you will cholo all day long.
Totally.
Write him with the LWO.
You need to get
world order.
You need to get a head tattoo. Yeah.
Head tattoo. Can we get a dragon that reaches around up towards his eye?
That's what he needs.
He needs a teardrop.
Teardrop. Oh, yes. You even have the white t-shirt on. Yes. Yeah.
Into my pants.
Odele.
Like most Mexicans, I'd imagine.
That's how they do it.
DJ, good morning.
Hey, what's going on? How you doing, sir?
Hi, DJ. What's happening?
Hey, man. I was just going to say, I'm a habitual late person also, and it's not out of not caring. And I even go on and use Google Maps. I live out in Atlanta Lakes also. And it'll tell me, okay, use 41, 265, 75. Some days it doesn't matter because all it takes is some jack hole and a truck not kick the cones out or a Tico truck stuck on the side of 54. There's no way of getting around it. You try hard.
Yeah, I have to be honest with you. On this show, nothing really kicks in until about 6:45 anyway. That's the absolute truth. So
why don't we just start that?
No. I don't mean the motivation for the show. I just mean there's not enough people even out of the house and listening yet. They're really the audience doesn't pick up till 6:45. So if I'm here 2 minutes late, no, it doesn't really matter. Today I was just beyond my control. There are days where I wake up. By the way, I was out last night. I didn't get home till like 11 o'clock, and still would have been here on time if it wasn't for the traffic. So
hey, I want to say one thing. Because you've got such a great general in Galvin, you can show up 30 minutes late. It don't matter. It's going to run smoothly.
Part of my confidence with my lateness. So, yes, thank you very much for turning that around.
Do you think if we started the show at 6:45, you would be here on time?
No, because traffic is so bad then. I still have to leave at the same time to get here on time.
Okay.
No,
what
no.
time would, if we started the show, what time would you be here on time?
6:02. If you're starting at 6:02, that seems to be my optimal arrival time.
6:02 to 10 a.m. weekday mornings. I get that flows.
Oh, really? You like the schedule? Maybe we should stop at 9:50 every day, like we're supposed to.
I like
instead
it.
Of going at 10:40, like we've been for the past
There's
couple
days
weeks.
Where you go, yep, all the way up to 11. Okay. I'm not all criticizing. Right.
You should
I'm
shut
on
up,
your
Cholo.
Side.
I'll speak Spanish only. Larry, hello.
Si. Yeah, Mike, I just want to let you know how you're really cutting in our quality time by not being there on time, because I leave to come to work 30 minutes early, so I can sit in the parking lot and listen to you.
Yeah. Well, I think, what do you do for a living, Larry?
Well, I'm a supervisor with the city.
I got you. So you just want to chill out for a little bit, have your coffee, listen to the show?
Yes, sir, and my quality time is not being fulfilled.
Is that city in Pasco County, by the way? Oh, actually, Hillsborough. Whoever did not remove those cones today would have been the guy that got me here on time. Somebody should be fired for making all that let's be honest about something. Thank you for your call, Larry. My being a couple of minutes late is fine, but think of all the people that don't have the leniency that I have that are having to explain to their boss today why they're late because Jorge forgot to take the cones out in the right amount of time this morning. So, yeah, I think we know where we're headed today.
Do you have to explain to your boss why you were late?
No.
Because you don't have one.
Exactly.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Rob.
I'm on your
mind. I was waiting for you to throw John Brennan in there.
No way. That guy's not your boss.
No. Thank you. All right. Let me clear these phone calls, and then we got to take a break. Steve, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hi, Steve.
I was thinking, is there any chance of maybe having the innovator do some type of time lapse with Carmen so we could kind of see her growth, like a reverse Weight Watchers commercial?
It's pretty good. Like a here's where we started, oh my God, look where we ended up picture.
Yeah, I think that might be easier to pull off in the scale every day, too. You know, she's got to walk through some type of camera shot or something, and then you're done.
That's pretty good. I don't even have to be here there for it, so I don't have to get the bad attitude.
There you go.
I like it, sir. I don't know. I'll have HR discuss it with Carmen and see if it's something that she wants to do. I don't want to be part of that anymore because I could tell already she's taking it on me and she's mad at me when really I don't take it personally because I know it's not me that you're mad at. It's the fat cells you're mad at. And you don't have to be me.
Whoa, look at that up on Bone TV.
Whoa, who is that?
Go back to that.
That's the girl I heard Opie talking about the other day on the radio. Look at her. She's up on the counter in a bikini. I said, yep. Mm-hmm. That's Carmen. That's the girl that we love. Look at that. You know what that was? That's when you had friends. Right there. Not a boyfriend. Boyfriend ruins everything. Mm. Black guys, the black dudes will be like, yo, you better keep it in shape. Robert, go ahead.
Hey, Mike, is there any way possible Joey could put a camera in your car so we could see your route in the morning and the traffic, the heavy traffic that you have to fight at 4 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning?
I do have internet capabilities in my car, sir, and I believe I could Skype in. That's not a bad idea.
See the heavy traffic at Starbucks and see everything else.
Listen, I'll have you know that my Starbucks is down to a science. I pull up to the speaker and then they go, do you have the same thing this morning? I go, yes, the same thing. And then I get my coffee. It's $3.16. I'm on the highway before you know it. Starbucks doesn't even interfere. It's practically on the highway.
I say the heck with the helicopter. Just go through Mike.
Yeah.
The traffic cam.
Joey, is that possible? If we can what can I do? I've got internet capability in my car.
Yeah, Calticam.
Yep.
Yeah, I was actually getting ready, trying to call you on Skype. I was typing your number in to Skype. So all you would have to do is pick the phone up. It'll read Bone TV.
And okay.
When that call, just pick up and you're there.
All right. So from now on, we can do that.
And once I do that, you can actually call in that way, too, if you want.
All right. I hope not to be late anymore. I don't expect it to happen again before the end of the year.
No, that's not going to happen.
Right.
But, I mean, if that does happen, we can use that beautiful technology.
All right. And as far as time-lapse pictures of Carmen, will you be able to pull that off?
Well, I can. I have a lot of, I have a video from the past 7 years.
Hold on to that.
Well, it's probably a little longer than that.
I'm just saying, hold on to those pictures.
Yeah, well, I have some up there. I'll use some in commercial break this time. You guys can look at it.
All right, good. Thank you.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.